Degemach Nephraim, Parshas Ekev. Degemach Nephraim teaches via Ekev Tishmun. It will come to pass if you hear, if you listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem. Ushamar Hashem Elokecha Lecha, and then Hashem will guard you. That's what the verse says. And Degel comments, Kol Gadol Avodas Habayre Burichi, Ha'ikr Hi Ha'emona. An important general principle in the service, in the divine service of serving the Kadosh Baruch Hu, serving the Creator, blessed is His name. The Iker, the principle is, the foundation of it is, Ha'emona, belief, faith. Ve'al zehaya mazhir amor, zichron l'chayim abo. It's first to his grandfather, the Holy Baal Shem Tov, and Baal Shem Tov would constantly remind people to be very, very careful with this. Ve'zehu sheirei shlechol ha'toyra v'avoyda, and this is the root. This is the root of all Torah and divine service and avoda. V'zehu shamar David ha'melech olav ha'shulim. That's what David ha'melech, King David, said, the psalmist in Tehillim, in Kapitel Kuf Yates, in the 119th Psalm, called Mitzvasecha Yemina. Sheker Adfini Azreini. All your mitzvahs, all your commandments are faith. The ways of your commandments, they're faith. And those who chase me, said David HaMelech, it's all falsehood. And I ask that you save me. Ki ikar ha-mitzvahs yamuna, because the principle, the fundamental principle of mitzvahs, of performing the commandments in the divine service of Hashem, is lahamin ba-Hashem, is faith and belief in Hashem and in God. Mi shehu ma'amin ba-Hashem yochol l'espava b'chol yoyim. And he who has faith and trust in Hashem, he can pray every day. He can daven. If you believe in the principle that we say that Hashem renews anew completely every day the creation, every day Hashem creates everything all over again, every second, every day, therefore every day you are a new creation yourself, because just as all of creation is created anew, so to you among the creations, among the creatures in the world, are created anew. You are Barya Chadasha. And all the worlds, whether they're physical or spiritual, all the dimensions and universes, they're all new creations. And it's important that you daven and pray and give praise and thanksgiving to He who has created everything, Vigambora Oisa, and created you as well. And the Degel is saying that you have to daven for yourself, for your soul, the soul of your wife, your children, your parnasi, your livelihood, the choltuv, and all the good things that you want in your life. A person has to ask for them. If you don't have that belief, if you're not strong in the belief that Hashem creates everything, renews creation anew every day, then prayer, Torah, mitzvahs, they become old. They become hergel, habitual. Anything that's habitual, anything that becomes old and stale and repeated, anything that's not new and exciting and innovative, it's old, it's stale. V'nima setzlo, it becomes loathsome to a person to repeat the same thing over and over again, right? And people complain about davening all the time. They're just repeating the same words every day, three times a day, over and over again, to renew them within yourself, to find newness in them, innovation. So it says in the Gemara that the person was able to daven at Tefillas Nedava. It used to be in the past, the person was able to add his own prayer, right? Besides the three specific prayers we pray today, a person could add a whole new service at Tefillas Nedava. And if he wanted to, he could pray another Shemini Esrei, he could pray another 18 blessings, because he could mechadesh dor, he could renew something within it, he could add something new, it's a new dimension. And that's the way we have to feel about our davening. We have to renew the meaning of every bracha, every word that we say in davening. We have to make it personal, individualized. We have to feel that the words are referring to us and to our situation currently now that we're in, to make it new. And then person will not come to this stale old feeling that he has, that he's just repeating the same formula over and over again. Because then, if chasson person does nimus, it's l'dvar deburim achadim b'chol yom v'yom. Person gets sick of saying the same thing daily. V'zeu shamar adoyin yavi zekeini zecharim hamabo. This is what my grandfather, the Holy Baal Shem Tov, taught. The meaning of the verse, the pasuk in Tehillim, also in the Psalms, where it says, "Al tishlicheini le'zikna." Don't throw me, don't cast me aside when I become old. What does that mean? Perish shiyazkin adavar etzla. Don't make me cast aside things that have become old to me. When things become old and aged to me, and I've repeated them and they've become stale, don't make me cast them aside. Kikmoy hazikna gorim chalishis b'chol evori ha'udim. Just like old age comes to a person, and it causes him to weaken. All the parts of his body become older and weaker and frail. Because when a person gets older, his strength is sapped and he gets weaker. His blood circulation becomes slower. And that's what gives a person vitality. And when a person gets older, he loses that vitality, which is the way of the world. That's the meaning of, don't cause me to be cast aside in my old age. Don't cast me aside in my old age. That means when I reach the old age in rochnius as well, when I reach oldness, staleness, when my rochnius, when my davening, when my avodah becomes a hergel, a habit that's old, a habit that's no longer in fashion, something that I can't stand anymore. K'moikim berochnius shedover yashem v'zaken ein boi tainug v'chiyus gadol. A person doesn't have that feeling of pleasure, that geshmak from his davening and his avodah when it becomes stale, when it becomes a ritual. It's not new anymore. Anything new is exciting. And that's what a person has to do, is to renew his avodas Hashem every day. It's to see it as if it's new. This is the first time I opened my siddur. This is the first time I spoke a Shmini Esrei, I spoke to Hashem, right? The first time anybody opens a siddur and really thinks about what he's doing, he gets a rush of excitement. Oh, I'm learning Torah. I'm davening to Hashem. All these things are exciting the first time. But what happens when we've done them over and over and over again? They become old. They become stale. Chas v'shalom. To try and reach that level that they won't be old to us. This is the meaning in the Midrash in Psikta, B'chol yoyim yu b'necha kechadashim, that every day the words of Hashem should be in your eyes as if they are new. As it says in Eicha, we just read it in Tisha B'Av, it says, Chadushim l'bekurim rabbi minesecha. Every day they're new, and therefore rabbi minesecha. Your faith is great. Perish, what does this mean? How do we understand this in our context? Because you see it anew every day. You are the one who is renewing it every morning. Every morning there's a new creation, Hashem. You're renewing it. You're making it new for us. It's new. It's brand new. It's nothing. It's not the same thing that was yesterday. Therefore, my faith in you is great. Therefore, my faith in you will be great. And the fundamental of my mitzvahs and my tefillah are faith in you. That you renew everything every day. And this faith causes that renewal, that feeling to be doubled, that connection to you to become manifold. V'zeu, that's what it means in the Gemara Brochas. And the Gemara teaches us, afilu nachash karuch al akvoy lo yafsik. Avol akrav pesik. The Gemara teaches that if a person is in the middle of Shemen Esrei, if he's in the middle of davening to Hashem, the silent Amida prayer, that even if a snake would come and wind itself on his heel, he shouldn't stop praying. Of akrav plays, but if he would see a scorpion, he can stop and run away. Why? So the deeper meaning behind this is, ki nachash nikra machshava zura, yiparish afil machshava zura misaveves esaludim liyafsik milis paul. If a person has foreign, extraneous thoughts in davening, which happens to everybody, right? A person is praying, and he's unfortunately not concentrating like he's supposed to be, and extraneous foreign thoughts come in, things he's not supposed to be thinking about, but nonetheless, that's what happens. So what happens? And the foreign thoughts, they're called a snake, right? The Yitzhara, the evil one, he's called a snake. And the foreign thoughts that are coming to a person, they're coming from the side of the evil one, from the side of the snake, and they're coming and coiling around the person's feet. But he shouldn't stop praying. Why? Because you have that faith, that emuna. Person believes that there's one creator and he's the king of the world, he's the master of everything, he runs the world, he runs the show. This is a very famous and important thing about Shem Tov, that a person's foreign extraneous thoughts that he hears during his davening are coming to be fixed, coming to be rectified. They're coming to a person, knocking on his door, saying, fix me. This is what's wrong in your life. This is what you've been missing. These are the things that you have not yet rectified in your life. And we're coming, knocking on your door, not doing your davening, and telling you, you have to fix these things. To bring it back to its root source in the holier, higher worlds. Kemarshal, for example, says the Dagel. Mishoy midrifne amelech umedabri imay bevada en derech eretz avde amelech umesharsav likroyis amilfonav. For example, if a person was standing before a flesh and blood king, and he was speaking to him and beseeching him and pleading in front of this king, so the king's servants would not be derech eretz, it would not be, of course, the proper thing to do. But the servants would come and bother him in the middle of the time that he's speaking to the king. They wouldn't stop him. They wouldn't bother him with silly things that don't have any consequence. Because if the king would see that he's doing such a thing, he'd off with his head. He'd get rid of him. So if a servant came up to you in the middle of your conversation with the king and said to you, excuse me, did you know that XYZ? So it must be that the king commanded him to do this himself. The king himself told him to come to you and tell you these things. Right, you have to realize this servant who's coming and stopping you in the middle, he also needs the king. He also needs to speak to the king. But he can't come into the king wearing sackcloth and ashes. Since it's now in Esrutz and it's a Mesugal time, it's a proper time, an auspicious hour, you're speaking to the king now. Do me a favor, speak for me, speak on my behalf. Right. Remind the king that I'm around, this thought says to him. This extraneous thought comes to him and says, listen, I'm here. I need rectification. I need to be fixed. You're talking to the king. You have an audience. Don't forget to mention me too. Right. Remove my sackcloth and ashes. To ask the king, dress me in new clothing, beautiful clothing, so I can come dressed properly before the king. Right, this thought is saying, I'm naked, I'm not wearing the proper clothing, I'm not supposed to be clothed in this way. Right, a thought that comes to a person of love, of the physical world, in the middle of his prayers to Hashem, it means that the love to Hashem is lacking. So love says to a person, chesed says to a person, I'm not dressed properly, you're dressing me in the desires of this physical world, dress me properly so I can come and speak in front of the king. You're speaking in front of the king, bring an audience to him, for me, do me a favor. And this is what the king wants, Betz. And the king would like to speak to Chesed. The king would like to speak to the love, to form that bond of love between you and him. But he can't do it because the love isn't dressed properly. It's dressed in the desires of this world. Therefore, the king is testing Yerotzel and Asleisek. For example, Kemashal ben Amelchim Azoynekim Vor Bazar HaKodesh, Parashat Shrima. Mazar and Dafkuf Samach Gimel is a very famous mashal, famous allegory that the king took his son and dressed him beautifully. And put him in front of and put him in front of a woman, and she tested him. But the king went to this woman beforehand and said to her, test my son, I want to see if he'll be faithful. And really, therefore, the woman who's testing the king's son, the prince, she's doing the will of the king, because the king asked her to test his son. But the son is supposed to refuse her. They're both doing the will of the king if the son refuses her, and she's testing him. Right? And therefore, that famous mashal, that famous allegory is teaching us that even the forces of temptation in this world, the negative forces, are doing the will of Hashem. Really deep down, they're doing the will of God. That here, God sent them to test us, but we're supposed to withstand their test. We're not supposed to fall for that. Veda, veda, achasi. It's one derech. It's all coming from the same source, from the king. Ki oisa hakoir oi, oisa gam ken mitzvah samelach. That thought that's calling out to you, that foreign thought, that extraneous thought, is doing the will of God. It's telling you, fix me. Bring me to the king. Dress me properly so I can have an audience. That's why you have to believe that there's a king in the world who runs it. Without the hashgacha, pratis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without the way that Hashem runs the world, a person couldn't lift his hand without Hashem's will. Vesragul, or his foot. Right? Divine providence does not allow a person to lift his hand or foot if the king doesn't allow it. Everybody has to fear and have awe of Hashem. If a person did not believe this, he would think that the extraneous thought is trying to stop you from speaking to the king. And this is enough for those who understand what we explain. We can't explain this in more detail, says Dago. Because we don't have enough pages to describe this idea, and only a smart, wise person can understand this enough. And a person who has insight can understand this as much as possible. And that's what it means in Brachas. In the Gemara, we said, even if a snake winds himself, winds around your heel, you shouldn't stop. Right? So we said, extraneous thought, that's the snake. If he coils around your feet, if he bothers you, so he's also looking for an audience with the king. But a scorpion, akrav, he has to stop. Why? Mivir batekinim teaches in the Holy Zohar, my akrav, akarbesa. Akrav is an otrikon, it's a compound word. Akrav stands for akarbesa, removing the house, the shchinta. Removing the house of the Lord, removing the house of the divine presence of the shchina chas v'shalom. Hainu, what does this mean? Shenaflu b'chisar nemuna. A person who fell from his faith became weak. And therefore, if a person loses his faith in Hashem, he loses that awe, that fear that we spoke about. And then davening stops. It stops because if a person has no emuna, he doesn't have that faith in Hashem, he doesn't have that faith in Hashem, the way that Hashem renews the world every day, so the renewal stops. If the renewal stops, it becomes old, it becomes stale, as we discussed about Nachash Liyafsik. But extraneous thought, that wouldn't stop you. Because an extraneous thought is the opportunity to bring the divine presence from that place, kaviyachol. Asher aglei yardas mavis, because her feet have gone down into the depths of death, and you have a chance to redeem her from her captives. V'aladei ha'emuna kanal, and using that faith that we spoke about, ma'ale misham ha'shchina kaviyachol baruchi. He takes out of the galus, out of the exile, the shchina, the divine presence, kaviyachol v'kadosh baruch hu, that's hidden in that place of baruch shmoy. Alidei tefila shemis oir liba bera osoy eved ha'melech ha'shalav ha'shalav ha'shalav. See the servant of the king wearing sackcloth and ashes. You have rachmanis, you have mercy on him, and you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you serve the Shechina by uplifting it from that place. And this is the servants of the king, and they can't come before their father, the king. This is known based on the light which was opened by my holy grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov. Now we're going to explain this and read this back into our verse on our parsha Sekev. Via Ekev Tishmeun. Milas Tishmeun Roshan Asifil Kibbutz. Tishmeun, normally translated as hearing, in our verse means the same as it does in Shmuel Aleph, in 1 Samuel, Tezvav Pasuk Dalet in 15:4. Vayashama Shalas Am. There it says, Vayashama Shalas Am, King Saul gathered the nation to hear. Gathering. Yishama means to gather in the context of the way we're going to explain it. Ekev Tishmun, in the time of gathering. Vitala Ekev, uplift the Ekev, the heel. Ekev means the heel. Hakvayim, Iskabtsu, Visalu. Uplift them. Uplift those things that are the heel, the things that have fallen down below, that are crushed under the heel of time. Shlatiya Regleir, this one, so the feet shouldn't go down into the depths of death, which is an expression in Kabbalah meaning that it goes down below into the realm of the klipas, of the husks and the shells which enclose and encircle these things, chas v'shalom. V'tiyah l'cha emunah, you should have faith. Az u'shamar Hashem l'kecha l'chol esabris. Then it says Hashem will guard for you the covenant, the bris, ki bris nikra tefillah. And this covenant refers to the covenant of prayer, of davening, shepirushay chibur, because davening means to be connected. And a bris is a connection between two different, the covenant is a connection between two different parties. This connection is between us and Hashem, v'skashris. Kol ha'olamos, then we connect all the worlds together, all the universes and dimensions, we connect them together with our prayers. That's the bechina, the aspect of bris, the covenant between the worlds. Uperish u'shamar, loshen shmarim, kamoi ha'shamar v'ha'shaket, ayin sham. If you look in Yeshaya, you'll see what it means, u'shamar. V'ayinu mida keneged mida, this is one mida corresponding to the other mida, right? When a person, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, does things mida keneged mida, what it means, he relates his attributes one to the other. Right, Hashem responds in kind. So kamo yishata malakol b'china saragulayim min haklipis, just as you are uplifting all the lowly things that have fallen down below, all those extraneous thoughts of things that are proper to be in the higher worlds, love and awe and fear, and all these different emotions and feelings a person has aroused to, but they should be in the holy worlds of the spirituality, and they've fallen down below to the feet, to the heel, to the lowest places in the klipas, as we explained, they've fallen down. So there you have to uplift them through emunah, through faith in Hashem, by davening to Hashem and faith in Him that He is the one who renews creation, renews your prayer and makes it new. Al yedei zeh, you make it into a tefillas emes, you make it into a pure prayer, a truthful prayer. Shem Yisborach yetzliach, yetzilcha mikol haklipas sosoiv v'moyscha. Kadosh Baruch Hu will help us and save us and save these things that have fallen below from all the husks and shells that encircle them. therefore, but filosh einem menichem oischer, they come to you and they don't let you daven, they don't let you go, they bother you, they hold you down. And therefore, hema yipru k'moy hashmarim hanoifun lamata. And just as the dregs of the wine cask, right, the dregs always sink to the bottom, so too these thoughts are called like dregs. Right? That's what it says. By ekev tishmu. Right? If you will take these things, gather the ekev, gather the things that are below, gather them up through your davin, through your munin kash baruch hu. Right? And then the rest of the verse will apply. And there, ushamar hashem lecha esabris. Right? All the things that happen to you during that time of connection of davening, v'shamar lecha hashem. Hashem will take the dregs and make them sink to the bottom. Make the foreign thoughts that encircle you sink to the bottom. And then you will rise above them. Mida keneged mida kash baruch hu. Just as you have faith in Him, He helps you accomplish this. V'tamud v'tispalu Hashem, and you can stand and daven to Hashem and connect to Him. V'yane oischo v'maska yavan. And then kash baruch hu will answer us, Mirtz Hashem, and we should understand this.